Peace Talk, your place to find hope, get help, and discover peace. I'm Larry Woods, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you as part of the Peace Talk audience today. And if I could ask a favor of you right from the beginning so I don't forget, if you're listening today, you know, I'd like to know that. We don't get much feedback, but you can go to peacetalk.com and you can sign up for our email newsletter, or you can find our email contact and say, hey, Larry, I hear the program, and tell me what you think. Tell me what you'd like me to talk about sometimes. Maybe there's a subject you would like to hear that we've not talked about on Peace Talk. We'd love to know what you would like us to talk about, because we're here for you. You are the reason for this program. So if there's a subject on your mind, a burden that you're carrying that you'd like some conversation on Peace Talk, hey, I'd love to know that. And you can go to www.peacetalk.com and you can find our webpage there and contact us, or just use the email address, which is larry@peacetalk.com, larry@peacetalk.com, and we would love to know that you listen to the program. We'd love to know what you think. We'd love to know if there's something that you would like us to talk about on Peace Talk. We would love to have that feedback from you. So don't forget us sometime today. The next time you got the computer cranked up, go to your email, send us to larry@peacetalk.com, and let us know what you're thinking and how this program is helping you or affecting you, or how it could help you and affect you more. We need to know that. We would love to know that. So take advantage of that opportunity. Let's talk about the weather for just a minute. I was watching the news last night, watching the weather report, and you know it goes something like this, okay? Well, you're going to have a clear day, or a partly cloudy day, or you're going to have a rainy day. Okay, that's all normal. But when you look at the map, you know, and this is what I saw last night. They'll say, hey, well, you see, it's all clear right now, but there's a cold front coming. And what always happens when that comes? Well, you know, if you live in a place where the air is mostly warm, or if you live in a place where the air stays cold most of the time, you don't have many storms. Why? Well, it's because it's along the edge of the line where the hot air and the cold air, the differences in the temperature, creates the conflict. When two things that are different come into contact in the weather, when it's the warm air and the cold air, where they're touching, that's where the turmoil is. I am reminded of that line from the really great movie I enjoyed, it, The Hunt for Red October. And it started right in the very ending, and the main character's on the airplane, and the stewardess asks us, the attendant asks if he'd like a pillow to take a nap, and he says, no, I can't sleep on the airplanes because of turbulence. And she looks at him kind of strange. She said, you know, when hot air and the cold air and the hot air rises, that causes turbulence. That's what makes the airplane bounce around in the sky. That's what makes flying very uncomfortable sometimes, when all of a sudden you're bouncing around and you're wondering what's going on. Well, you can understand that you've gone into an area of turmoil in the air, and that turmoil is created when hot air and cold air meet. And that creates the differences. Sometimes those meetings are mild and you have a gentle rain. Sometimes they're violent, and you have storms and hurricanes and tornadoes and blizzards and everything else. So we understand that, don't we? And it's a perfect illustration of what's going on in every one of our lives today. Because we all experience in one way or another turbulence. We like to use the term conflict. But let's keep the metaphor of the weather going. Let's just call it turbulence. Okay, when two different things meet, and this is what the premise of Peace Talk is all about, is that one, as believers, God has given us his life. He's implanted his life in us through the Spirit, through the death of Jesus, according to the will of the Father. That's the gospel message. That's the good news, that we are invited into the life of God. That's his kind intention for us. That's what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross. He made it possible for us to enjoy the life of God. And through faith, we can have the Holy Spirit of God implanted in us. We become new creatures. And as this one verse says, hey, that which is born of God knows no sin. It's perfectly pure. It's perfectly clean. It always wants to do right. It always has the mind of God, because that's what's created by God. It's the Spirit that's in us. But if there was ever a passage of Scripture that I have never met a person that didn't resonate with their heart, unless, of course, it resonated so badly they had to explain it away. And sometimes that happens. But the passage of Scripture where the poor Apostle Paul, the great man that he is in absolute despair. Why? Because he knows in his life there is this desire to please God, to love God, to serve God, to enjoy all about God that there is, to never displease him, to never do anything wrong. He knows there's a part of him that loves that dearly. But then he also understands there's another part of him. He said, I find that there's a different law that's written into my flesh, into my members. And in my flesh dwells no good thing. It never thinks gospel truth. It never thinks love. It's self-centered. It's self-absorbed. It's self-indulgent. It's anti-God. It's everything that God is not. And that's the problem. He says, I see that in me, even though I'm a believer. And what is the effect of that? He says, well, the effect of these two things that are very much a part of me, a nature that loves God and serves God and wants to be everything that God wants me to be and is working to accomplish that, is also dwelling side by side with another nature in which no good thing dwells. And the effect of that then is, he said, I find myself doing the things I know I shouldn't do, and I find myself not doing the things I know I should do. And then he comes down to a lament. Who will deliver me from this? You know, he doesn't ask for a formula. He doesn't ask for a plan. He understands enough to know that his deliverance is not going to be found in him, because he's these two parts. He is these two things. So he's saying, who's going to rescue me from this? And of course, that's what Romans chapter 8 is all about, is that rescue. But we're not talking about that necessarily today. We're talking about Paul's dilemma. And what is his dilemma? Is that he is hot and cold, just like the weather. There's a part of him that runs hot for God, and there's a part of him that runs cold. And where those two things meet, turbulence, conflict. And we realize in our spiritual life, and I hope you're resonating with this, I know there are some people who will be sitting there and they're saying, wow, we're talking about me and you, aren't we? Absolutely, we're talking about me and you. This is where we live, isn't it? Because we get up every day and we recognize that to every question of life, there are two answers posed to us. Our flesh proposes an answer. The spirit proposes an answer. And we get to choose. And we recognize the turbulence of those choices, the conflict. In fact, the conflict is so bad that Jesus puts it into the context that if you're going to live my way, you have to die to yourself. This is no small thing. He said the only way that you survive this turbulence is one side of you's got to be put to death. He says, and that's the glory of the gospel, is that that side of you has been put to death. That part of you was crucified on the cross. This is Romans chapter 6, leading up to chapter 7. He's saying, hey, in baptism, in the picture of baptism, you died with Jesus. You went into the grave with Jesus, and just like Jesus came up out of the grave and lives a different life now, in a life in the Spirit himself, so the same is true of you. That in that baptism, you're picturing that you were crucified with Christ, you died, and you have been resurrected to a new life. And he says, because of that now, recognize that fact. But what we deal with is that in our lives, we still have that the stain of that sin. The point of the matter is that when God plants his new life in us, it doesn't automatically change all the habits that we developed in our sinful life. It doesn't mean our mind gets completely changed. We don't get rid of all of the lies that the culture and that our backgrounds, people around us and our own hearts have implanted in our lives. Satan has planted there. We don't recognize what those are right away. It takes time. It takes growth. It takes understanding who God is to better understand who we are and what our dilemma really is and how deep the roots of sin really are in our life. It doesn't happen automatically. And it begins a process, and that's what we understand, is a process of dealing with those issues every day. And so that's why on Peace Talk we say what we try to do is bring the gospel into contact with the reality of our lives. We face these conflicts every day. We have these choices to make. And we have some very bad ways of answering these questions sometimes. And when it gets really bad, we call them addictions, where we may answer these questions so poorly, so often, that they become the habits of our lives. They may have been the habits of our lives before we actually knew Jesus. And they didn't get changed automatically, because God wants us to come to know Him, and He works then a process in our lives. And so every day we understand that turbulence. We understand that when the new nature that He has implanted in our life and the stain and the power of that old nature that we lived in before we ever knew Christ, the habits, the thoughts, the lies, whatever it was that made up our life before we knew Jesus, that those things are still coming into conflict. And so just like in the weather, where the hot air meets the cold air, so in our lives, when the new nature is constantly being bumped into by the old, there's turbulence, there's conflict. And that's then what Peace Talk is all about, is how do we resolve those conflicts? Is there a process? Is there a way of thinking? Is there something that we can engage in that will help us to understand that conflict and to have victory in it? And, of course, the first thing that we talk about when we talk about this kind of thing is understand that that conflict is the evidence that, one, that there is a war that's going on in us. And the fact of the matter is, once we discover that war, then we understand that the whole point of the gospel is to deliver us in that war. And that the continuing work of Jesus in our life, the continuing work of the Holy Spirit, is to deal along that conflict line, that line of turbulence, and to grow us into grace and grow us into understanding. So that's what the basis of Peace Talk is all about. That's why we're here. That's what we want to do. Now, as always, we have to take a break, okay? We have to interrupt our line of thought here, but we want you to stay with us, because when we come back, I want to tell you how Peace Talk offers more than a radio program to you, that there are more things that we can do for you if you will take advantage of them. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how Peace Talk brings hope and help and peace in ways other than on the radio. So stay tuned, stay with us. Come back after the break, because this is Peace Talk, your place to find hope, get help, and discover peace.
But now that the lowest income earners are either paying nothing or 10%, how could you possibly have tax reform when the median rate would be 15, 18%? That's going to be a tax increase. The goal of the redistributionists has always been get a highly progressive tax code, and you can never, ever flatten it out, because that would be a tax cut for the rich.
Jason Lewis, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 on Christian Talk 660.
Hi, I'm Kay Arthur of Precepts for Life. In Ezekiel chapter 22, God says, "Woe to you, you bloody city." Why did He call them a bloody city? Because they were murdering others. Do you realize that abortion is murder? For in the image of God, He made man. If you take a life, you're taking a life God created.
Before we rejoin today's program, let me say thank you for listening to Peace Talk. Each program comes with the prayer that you will find the peace that Jesus desires for you to enjoy today. But I'd like to take a minute to tell you about the website, peacetalk.com. Go to peacetalk.com and you'll discover that Peace Talk is more than teaching and great stories. We offer opportunities for bringing Peace Talk to you and your church. If you're caught in relationship-destroying conflict, at peacetalk.com you can access relationship-restoring services. You will also find seminar retreat opportunities for your group. And at peacetalk.com, you can read the blog and sign up for our free email newsletter, Peace Mail. Follow us on Peace Talk and Twitter. And please, don't overlook the donate button, because Peace Talk needs your help. Peace Talk is all about you finding peace. Let's rejoin our program. And remember, Peace Talk is your place to find hope, get help, and discover peace. This is Peace Talk, your place to find hope, get help, and discover peace. If you stayed with us through the break, glad to have you back. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Peace Talk. And, of course, you just heard the little blurb, the one-minute overview of what Peace Talk is all about. Let's continue with that theme and to say, well, is it? What can we do? Peace Talk, remember, from the first half of the program, is about dealing with people's lives along that line of turbulence, where the old and the new bump into each other, where the new nature implanted by God and the old stain and the power of sin that may still rule in our lives, where those two things meet, that creates conflict. And the whole gospel message is that God brought us to those conflicts and uses those conflicts, because if we approach them in the right way, we understand that it's along that conflict line, that's where growth takes place. That's where we learn and we get to know God. He reveals himself there in those conflicts. And he reveals himself how his way of life is superior to and is the way of life that the Spirit leads us into. And he does that right along that conflict line. So we should expect conflict. It is a part of life. In fact, we didn't understand this conflict until we became believers. We didn't have it when we were lost. You realize we didn't argue. We didn't worry about this. At least if we worried about it, we weren't worrying about it because it was us and God that was talking. It was usually us and culture or us and people's expectations and standards created conflicts, but it wasn't God. But when we came to know Jesus and we had the Spirit of God now, the scripture says the flesh is warring against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. That's a conflict that did not exist until we actually became believers. So part of becoming a believer means we've entered into a new arena of conflict, and we're going to have it. And it's in this conflict, and this is where, in many cases, the success over these conflicts, to understand growth, is to understand the purpose of these conflicts and not be defeated by them. So we understand that, and we like to put it in this term, Peacemaker Ministries that deals with this puts it in these terms, and I like to quote them on the matter, that these conflicts are the places where God's glorified, where we grow in grace and grow in our salvation and how we learn to serve each other. And so God has a way of taking the conflicts of our lives and turning them into the good things that God wants us to have. That is the wisdom and the graciousness of God. That conflict does not have to be destroyed. In fact, it is the very way in which we're built up. So with a different mindset to what conflict is. And many people, when they bump into these problems, these turbulences of their life, they either want to fight their way through them or run from them, one or the other. Neither really helps. And if they don't deal with them correctly, they become damaging and destroying that which God intended to build up and to actually strengthen and build faith. So that's what Peace Talk does, and we do it in a variety of ways. The radio program, of course, is one. That's the one you're familiar with if you're listening right now. You're hearing the radio part of it, and you know that on many days, we bring guests to this program. And these guests tell their stories. And there's something usually rather interesting about our guests. Most of them you have never heard of. You've never heard their names, and you may never hear their names again after Peace Talk. Because we try to bring people to you that are people just like you. That, hey, we're just people, aren't we? There's nearly, 7 billion of us on the earth right now, and very few of us are known from each other. We can view ourselves as just meaningless nothings in a very big ocean of people. God doesn't see us that way. But we bring people to you, ordinary people, who we say have extraordinary stories. And we want you to hear their stories because they're stories of struggle. They're stories of how in the middle of struggle, they found that God was there and that the struggle was the place where they actually found God. That's where their life sometimes in faith began, or that's where they discovered how good and how gracious the love of God was in the middle of the struggle of their life, in the conflicts. And we bring those stories to you to let you know that there is hope. No matter where you are, how deeply you're mired in whatever you're mired in, because Jesus died and lives now, there is hope for change. And we're based on that. If we did not believe that change was possible, there would be no reason for the program. So we believe that to be true, that change can happen. And we bring those stories for you, hopefully to give you encouragement. If that's what you need, that's hope. And also to give you help. We ask all of our guests to tell you things that you can see and do, tips, if you want to call it, on how to make it through life. And that's the help. And the point of it is, with the hope of the gospel and with the help, the practical help that the gospel gives us, we can actually enjoy the peace of God. That's the whole point of it. And so when you notice when Paul starts each of his epistles by saying, grace and peace, he's saying, hey, you read this, and if you understand it, it will minister grace to your life. And the bottom line of that grace will be you will experience peace with God, peace with the people around you, hopefully. And you can't always guarantee that, but you can always have peace within yourself and peace with God, which helps you deal in the times of turbulence with other people. But that's what the gospel is all about, and that's what the radio program does for you. But some of you find yourself in much deeper issues. And so Peace Talk actually offers and is available to you. You can find this and access it to the website. You can get in touch with us. We offer mediation services to believers who are caught in conflict, and that's anything, no matter what the conflict is. Maybe the conflict is a business dispute, and you're, maybe you're heading off to court, in fact, or just having to resign yourself to taking a bad hit and walk away from it, but you know there's something not right and you want to resolve it. You know not only is there a deal that's gone bad, but there's a relationship in the body of Christ perhaps that's going sour too. And you know that's not right. And you need a place in which you can get that dispute resolved, not only to resolve the dispute, but hopefully to go the second step and restore the relationship, to actually heal the body. That's how God wants to grow us as a community. He uses conflict to do that, and he can do that. But if you're mired in that kind of a dispute and don't know where to go, go to the website, go to the email, larry@peacetalk.com, and let us know. We have things that we can do to help you in those kinds of conflicts, including actually mediating your dispute with some other party. We also do that on the family level. And this is, sad to say, is one of the biggest areas that we can be involved in. We have families that are in trouble. And we can help you with those. We can. And the sad thing is there are Christian families that are headed to the courtroom and they're going to get divorced. And there may not be anything I can do about that. The parties just simply are not able, except I can come and I can help you at least not use the dispute time to destroy the possibility of future relationship. And I see that happen so much in family court that simply because of the nature of family court, that things are said and done there that destroy any possibility of future relationship. And in many cases, there has to be a future relationship, particularly if there are children involved, that moms and dads are going to have to get along together. Besides, there's going to be graduations and weddings and all sorts of events that the family wants to join together, even if mom and dad have chosen not to live together anymore. So unless we're just writing off all of those relationships, which I don't think as believers we can do that and have a good conscience before God, then we have to figure out a way, how do we redeem these relationships in what shattered form they might be? Well, then we can offer services. Peace Talk offers services to help you do that, to reach agreements, to work things out in ways that don't make the matter worse, which is what happens so often in family court. So that's what we're here for. So contact us. The phone number is 864-675-0045. Call us from anywhere in the country, anywhere you might be hearing this. We'll be glad to chat with you about that. Or larry@peacetalk.com. Let us talk about those disputes with you, okay? Let us see if we can help you. If mediation doesn't work, and these particularly are for business disputes, we actually offer a process of arbitration within the church. within the body of believers, to bring together spiritually minded believers to give effect to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Many of you understand that it's not right for you to take a dispute, like a business dispute with another believer, to the civil court. You understand that, but you say, well, then where do I take it? Your church may not have a process. Your church may not have the skills and the people with the expertise to really help with that kind of dispute. Well, we have that available. We can do that for you. We can bring that in and we can resolve that again, hopefully with an eye to making sure that relationships are restored. But if you need someone to actually resolve the dispute and you want to resolve it in the context of the Bible, then Peace Talk offers that service to you. Contact us again, Larry@peacetalk.com. We would be glad to talk with you about that. And then there is a crying need in many parts of the church for church resolution of disputes. And that's really tough. You know, the church is supposed to be a place that we go to and we get refreshed and we get our spirits rejuvenated, our minds reconditioned for the week. And that you would hope there are times of worship and fellowship, but sometimes they become places of tension and of dispute and conflict, and they are not what God intended them to be. If you're a pastor or a person in a church that is having a conflict problem and you just don't know what to do about it, we have resolution teams that we can bring to your church to help bring the peace of Christ into your church and restore the fellowship and the relationship of a body of believers as much as possible to what God intended it to be, or perhaps to state it betterly, to get it on the track of going to that, because that's sort of the goal that we never reach. We're always growing in. We're always discovering new ways to become better believers and to give greater effect to the gospel. So what we can do in things like that is help get you back on track, get you back focused on the gospel and the work of the Spirit in your individual life and therefore the life of your church community, so that as a body of believers you can pursue together what God intends for you to be as a community. We can do that for you. So if you would, contact us, Larry@peacetalk.com, from wherever. You say, well, hey, I'm listening to thee on the internet, and I live in rural Nebraska in the good old USA, or maybe you're even outside the USA. If you will contact us, we will do what we can to help, and if we need to come, we'll do what we can to come. So feel free, okay? Feel free to give us a call and let us have the opportunity to interface with you, to talk with you, and see what help that Peace Talk can be with you. So these are all things that Peace Talk likes to do. There are more things that we do, and in future broadcasts, we'll actually talk about those, like how we can bring this kind of conflict resolution and work to the mission field, because it's badly needed there sometimes, and those are places where there are few resources to really help. So I hope you've enjoyed the program today in finding out not only what Peace Talk is all about, but what we can do to help you where you are in your spiritual life, and perhaps bring the restoring and delivering impact of the gospel into the mess that you find your life to in. As one brother who's a mess himself to another brother who's a mess, we can help and do that together. Thanks for being a part of the program today. This is Peace Talk, your place to find hope, get help, and discover peace.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.